All right. In what church or other religious organizations have you participated? Please provide names, location, and dates you were active.
So I am a Muslim. Basically, I follow the religion of Islam. And I have followed this my entire life.
All right. So can you tell us anything about the founding and the early days of the organization? Do you know what?
Yeah, so Islam is one of the three Abrahamic religions, meaning we all believe in Abraham. So Judaism, Christianity, and Islam are all related to each other.
That's right.
Islam is the latest religion, and it's also the last one, or that's what we believe in. We believe it's the last religion. So we follow the book called Quran, and we believe in one God, and we have
How did you come to be involved in it, and did you have anything, like any personal thing towards the religious organization of this type, such as, like, were you being raised with, like, Muslim parents, or is there, like, another experience that you learned about Islam?
Yeah, so my parents are Muslims. Well, my entire family is Muslim, so it was not real. It was quite easy for me to just follow the same religion my family is following, and that's basically how I learned about it.
So there wasn't any, like, you didn't read books that kind of gave you an idea about, like, Islam?
Well, I did learn more about Islam as I went through school.
Yeah.
And I learned from my parents, but that was basically it.
How did your membership and participation affect your own private life outside the religious group? In other words, like, was your behavior affected by the group ideas? Has being a member changed you? If you have left the group, has it had an ongoing impact on your later life? I don't think you left the group, so how did the organization, like, change you? How did Islam change you?
Yeah, so because I follow the religion, I have to follow some certain rules. So which adds more
like praying.
Yeah, and adds more restrictions, basically, to what I can do, what I cannot.
Okay, you mean, like, the way you eat?
Yes, the way I eat, what things I eat, what things I cannot eat, what behavior I can, or what actions I can take, what actions I cannot take, all of that stuff.
Okay, so give us an example, like, how do people relate to each other, and, like, how do you treat other people in Islam?
Yeah, so in our religion, we treat each other as brothers and sisters.
That's right.
So we call other Muslims brothers. So instead of calling their name, we say Brother Faris or Brother whatever their name is.
Okay.
So we try to live as a family, and we live peacefully.
All right. What about your relationship with other people who are not, like, Muslims?
So in Quran, there's a verse that talks about how we should treat people from different religions same as we treat our brothers, and how we should respect their religion because it's their own choice. So I tried to treat my friends like they are my brothers, or like they are my close family members.
All right. What kind of practices were you involved in the group? Like, tell us about the rituals and ceremonies.
Yeah, so we have to pray 5 times a day. Mm-hmm. The first one is in the morning before sun rises. The second one is when the sun is right above our head, or noon. Then the third one is after evening. And the fourth one is by dawn. And the fifth one is after sun basically sets. And in terms of religious holidays, we have 2 religious holidays. They are called Eid. One of them is after Ramadan, which is the month of fasting, and the second one is after
it's like 3 months.
Yeah.
After it.
Yeah, after Ramadan.
All right. Did food figure into your religious life? Like, do you guys have potluck meals? Do you guys, do you guys go picnic? Is there any...
Yeah, so on Eid, we have a potluck. It's organized by the mosque, where all the people from the mosque get together and we have our own party. Yeah.
Okay. What were the, do you know like about the organization, about the mosque? Do you know the economic arrangement of the group? Like, how was the money raised? Who makes the spending decisions? Who owned the group property?
Yeah, so the way it works is that every Muslim is required to give zakat, which is basically charity.
Mm-hmm.
And we give to the mosque, and we just go straight to the mosque, and they basically make all the financial decisions based on that. And if the mosque needs more money, they can just ask for fundraising, usually on Fridays. And yeah, that's basically it.
Alright. What kind of issues involving personal interactions, including, for example, conflicts, were present? How were they resolved? Did you have any personal interaction that caused you to, like, have a conflict with the religion?
I personally never had that problem.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly because, like I said before, we treat each other like brothers.
Yeah.
So we never had an issue. If we ever have an issue, we just try to negotiate and try to figure it out without any conflict.
Yeah. Let's go back about the mosque. Do you know how it's, like, governed? Do you know about the leadership? Like, who leads the group or the organization, like the mosque?
Well, we have our own board members. They make all the decisions.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, they basically control everything.
Do you know, like, how many board members there are?
I think there are around 10, but I'm not 100% sure.
And how are they, like, are they elected, or?
Yeah, we just had elections last week, but they're basically elected by the people in the mosque.
Okay. Did the group own real estate, own buildings? How were such holding paid for?
Well, the current mosque we have was basically a church. Mm-hmm. And the people who owned the church were leaving, so they basically just sold it. And all the Muslims of that time raised money, and then we ended up buying that church, then we converted that to a mosque.
How were new members recruited, and what was the process of joining? Do you have any idea about it?
Well, we don't really have a process.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, if you're a Muslim, you can come. But if you're not a Muslim, you're still invited. You can come to learn more about our religion. You can learn the way we live, the way the mosque is run, and all of that stuff. But there is no actual process.
Is there, like, people who goes and advertise the religion or like recruit people, like, I mean, like tell people maybe to come to the mosque?
Not really, but sometimes we do have days where we invite other people from our neighborhood to come and sit with us to learn more about religion.
Yeah.
Usually during Ramadan, and they can come and sit next to us. They can break their fast with us. Yeah.
Alright. Oh. Is there like any rules or agreements regarding dress or matters of style?
Say that again.
Is there like rules about how people should be dressed in the mosque or outside the mosque?
Well, there are no actual rules, but if you're going to pray, then you have your own rules. For example, you're supposed to cover your body till from your shoulders till your knees. And that's during prayer. And after that, I think you're fine too.
Okay. What relations with surrounding culture like? Were there conflicts over zoning, traffic, parking, sanitation, or other such things?
No, we never had any of those problems.
Alright. What kind of relation did the group have with other local religious organizations?
Well, we basically try to treat our neighbors peacefully. We try to tell them that we are here to live peacefully. We don't want any conflict with them.
Yeah.
And that's basically it.
Okay. What were the people like? Who were the unforgettable characters? Do you know if there was like someone who was like, I mean, really a legend for the mosque?
Well, we do have some people who are really active in the mosque. They come every single day. They take care of pretty much everything. Yep. They organize all the stuff. But yeah.
How are children handled in the mosque? Is there any like educational program for children?
Yes, so we do have a Sunday school. That's when kids can come and learn how to read Quran. They can come to learn more about Islam. It's usually aimed towards the youth. And that's led by one of the greatest people we have in the mosque.
Is there any other activities for children?
We also have a youth group, and we meet every Friday after our prayer.
What do you guys do in the youth club?
Well, we basically have a discussion about any of the hot trending topics. It can be about science, it can be about politics, it can be...
So it doesn't have to be religion?
No, it doesn't have to be religion. It can be about anything. Sometimes we do try to make...
religious connections?
Yeah, we try to make connections with religion.
Okay.
Yeah.
Was there any educational programs for adults apart from their regular worship service?
Well, we don't have a program, but we do have Qurans and Ahadiths there that they can come and read anytime they want.
Okay. What kind of community service activities were undertaken?
Well, so the mosque is pretty close to the Allen Fieldhouse, so we do sell the parking spaces to people to park. I think it's $20 per car, so people can come and park their car and pay $20, and then go to the games.
Yeah, and it's kind of cheap. So it's like a service to people.
Yeah, it's way cheap. Yeah.
Were there treatment program for drug or alcohol abuse?
No.
Or physical or mental abuse?
No.
Okay. Were there special interest groups, such as groups for single or seniors, group based on common interest, such as hobbies?
Not really, but usually people of all ages come and they talk about, they have a good discussion times.
Do you know, like, what day is it? Or is it any day?
Well, usually people show up on Fridays because
Fridays,
of...
Fridays, yeah.
Because of the weekends, so they get more time.
Oh, what kinds of norms and expectation were there for sexual behavior?
Well, the sexual behavior is prohibited in the mosque, so basically none.
Okay, what about, like, outside the mosque? Or, you know.
Well, outside the mosque, they can do whatever they want.
Okay. Were there penalties for violation of these rules? Okay, there's no rules.
No, not really.
Okay. Did you ever think about leaving? Did you actually leave?
No.
Why?
Well, because the way I see it is that mosque is playing a big role in my life because I wake up early in the morning to go to the mosque to pray. And also, the community is pretty good, so I don't see a point of leaving them.
Okay, and you see, like, I guess you're right. How did you see the future of the group over the long haul?
Well, I expect them to behave the way they're behaving right now. I expect them to live peacefully and make good connections with our neighbors and with all the new students that are coming.
Is the organization growing, do you think?
It's kind of a yes and no answer because usually new students come to the mosque, but also the students who graduate, they leave. So it's kind of a yes and no answer.
What were the best and the worst things you remember about the experience?
I will say the best thing is, the best experience was when I moved here and I made new friends in the mosque. And some of those friends also went to the same school. So I think that was nice. And worst experience? Well, so far I haven't had a really bad experience. So I'm not sure.
So you kind of like the way the mosque was, like, organize and okay. What else can you tell us? Do you have any other thing that's in your mind you want to share about the mosque?
I will say I wish more people showed up to the mosque because right now not that many people show up every single day. They mostly show up on Fridays and usually on weekends. But otherwise, the mosque is pretty much empty most of the time.
So you kind of like the interaction with people. That's why you want more people to come?
Yeah, I want more people to come so they can learn more about the mosque and how it helped me in my life. And I'm sure it will help them as well.
All right. Do you know any other person we should interview?
Yeah, I have a couple in my mind.
Alright, can you list them?
Well, they're my friends.
Okay.
Yeah.
Alright. Thank you so much for this interview.
Yeah, no problem.
And thank you for your time.
Yep.